Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
This is the John Fugelsang Podcast.
Welcome to everybody listening live, everybody listening to SiriusXM On Demand, the SiriusXM app, the John Fugelsang Pod. This is the risk-taking, rule-breaking, claim-staking, mischief-making, hip-shaking, wake-and-baking monster of a show. We welcome everybody of every age, race, gender, creed, identifier. We are open to liberals and progressives and Democrats and moderates and just people who are, you know, anti-evil. We also do welcome conservatives, and we welcome fascists who think they're still conservatives. We welcome fake patriots and trickle-down suckers and Christians in name only, and racists who think they can't possibly be racist because they sat through a Kevin Hart movie one time on the Superstation. You are all welcome. All of our right-wing friends, we will be friendly. We won't hate you, but we won't bullshit you. We are here to bring good trouble to the right-wing bubble. Chris Hauselt is our executive producer. From the great state of South Carolina, Thea Harper is our associate producer from the nation of Brooklyn. And I'm John Fugelsang. You can always write to us on our show's Facebook page or the John Fugelsang website, or, you know, call us any night. Even if you don't listen live, if you're ever feeling lonely or really bored, you can always call us at 866-997-4748 and join the Love Fest. We're going to begin with gnomish hair transplant icon Elon Musk, a man so thirsty he might need to be hospitalized for dehydration. Now, all right, let's just do it, right? We're going to do it. Let's do it. I want to take you back in time, way back. Right? This is really far. April 27th of 2022. I know, right? Like 3 solid weeks. Lil Elon tweeted, "For Twitter to deserve public trust, it must be politically neutral, which effectively means upsetting the far right and the far left equally." How far our boy has come, hasn't he? Today, Elon Musk made headlines and made himself trend all over the place because he tweeted this. And I want to share this with you because when I read this, I just thought, okay, this is what I want to talk about. This is what I want to hear from listeners about. You may have already read it. He wrote, "In the past, I voted Democrat because they were mostly the kindness party, but they have become the party of division and hate. So I can no longer support them and will vote Republican. Now, watch their dirty tricks campaign against me unfold." Poor, poor, poor little millionaire at birth, raised in an apartheid emerald mine, losing it in public because Tesla stock is crashing and he can't actually afford Twitter. Elon gives no actual examples of how the Democrats are the party of division and hate. He gives no examples of how the GOP is all about love and taking care of anybody. Elon has a sad because Democrats want him and all other billionaires to pay their own fair share of taxes. Democrats want women to be allowed to control their own bodies. Maybe Democrats want to take care of the poor a little bit better than we have. Maybe they realize taking care of the poor is good for the economy and helps empathy-free rich guys like Elon. Democrats want to make it a little easier for struggling people to pay off their student loans. Maybe make it a little harder for deranged white men to easily access machines designed to kill large numbers of human beings really fast. What dirty tricks are being waged against Elon? I know it's shocking. The world's richest man has decided voting Republican is in his best interest. My God. You know, this is after the left he despises funded his business empire with taxpayer dollars. He got a $270 million bailout, despite the fact that the company was valued at, what, $270? He got a $465 million low-interest loan from the U.S. He pays, what, like 3% income tax? So, of course, he's just going to be forced to vote for the party that takes from the working people and gives, gives, gives to the wealthiest. Elon Musk has finally learned what Donald Trump learned. The world at large and Americans at large aren't as gullible as the lackeys, groupies, and suck-ups that surround him. So he's decided to go the Trump way, to lash out and play victim. He's here to frame the party of Herr Trump and Lil Tucker as the party of love. And he's here to frame the GOP as the anti-hate party of kindness 4 days after the Buffalo mass killing by a right-wing white guy who had easy access to guns. So I want to talk about this with y'all because I think it's very elemental to why people vote the way they vote. Now, full disclosure here, I've never belonged to a political party in my life. Neither did my mom and dad. I've almost always voted for the Democrats. I like third parties a lot. In theory, I love third parties. Our greatest president was a third-party president who got him with 38% of the vote. He was a Republican, and he was Lincoln. And I've always lived in solid blue states where I could safely do that. But we're not talking about third parties and utopia. We're talking about the two parties we've got. This is about Tesla McSquat Muffin trying out his one-liners for his next Joe Rogan Bro Fest. My question for you guys is this. Why do you support the Democratic Party over the GOP? What's your biggest reason? Morally. Kindness, empathy, love, these are the words we're using. Why do you find it hard to support the Republican Party? What's the biggest reason? Where are they lacking to you the most in the kindness, empathy, or love department? Poor little Elon has found the right cult if he's going to join the GOP. What do you think it is that makes him view the Republican Party as the party of kindness? Could it be the trillion-dollar tax giveaways to corporations and the wealthy people like him who will never know struggle? Elon Musk will never need to know how much a gallon of gas costs or how much a gallon of milk costs. Elon Musk will never need to balance a checkbook. Elon Musk will never have to play the reality show game that millions of Americans have to play every day, which is food, medicine, rent. Pick two. Do you think he loves the Republican Party because they deny climate science decade after decade? Do you think he loves the Republicans for their monogamous whoring out to the fossil fuel industries? Oh, by the way, Tesla owners, they're going to love your new party, Elon. Does he love how much the GOP hates our democracy with Stop the Steal, Overthrow the Election? Does Elon love the Muslim ban where the last Republican president, who the majority of Americans voted against twice, promised to ban one religion from entering the country? Is that why he's going to go over and consider the Republicans the party of love? Does he like the way they want to privatize Social Security and Medicare? Does he like how many leaders of this party in the media and the Congress push white replacement theory? Does he enjoy calling the desperate refugees at our southern border illegals? Maybe Elon really appreciates the insane graft of the Donald Trump inaugural committee, the insane nepotism of the Trump administration, the racism of the birtherism of shithole countries, the public embrace of white supremacists. Matt Gaetz inviting a Holocaust denier who writes for the Daily Stormer to the State of the Union address. I guess Elon's a big fan, the party of love, those Republicans rolling back basic civil rights for LGBT people, attacking trans children, attacking trans soldiers, singling out the press as enemies of the people. I'm looking for the love here. Does Mr. Musk want to join the Republican Party because he's so moved by the separation of children from their parents at the southern border with no system in place to ever give them back? The contempt for rule of law does he like the way Republicans want to deny universal health care, want to curtail women's health care, which contribute to the deaths of lots of Americans? Did he dig how Trump crapped all over Puerto Rico after they were flattened by a hurricane? Does he get off on criminalizing abortion? Does he get off on women who've been raped or are the victims of incest being forced to carry their violent attacker's child to term? Maybe Elon likes the anti-vaxxing and the fact that hundreds of thousands of American lives could have been saved if Donald Trump listened to science, if Donald Trump had shown up wearing a mask, if Donald Trump had allowed himself to be filmed getting his vaccine instead of doing it in secret in the White House and leaving without telling anybody. Hey, the Nebraska Republican governor says rape victims should be banned from having abortions. Maybe he enjoys Donald Trump encouraging violence at his rallies. Maybe he gets off on gutting the Voting Rights Act. Maybe he gets off on defunding public education, giving more tax cuts to billionaire donors. Just total scorn for the rule of law. Maybe he likes a party that wants to prevent children from learning anything bad about American history. Maybe he likes a terrorist attack that happened at our Capitol on January 6th of last year that we're still calling an insurrection or a riot. This Republican Party is against raising the minimum wage. Does Elon enjoy the millions and millions of our tax dollars that slithered into Donald Trump's bank account, like Elon slides into a model's DMs because Trump and his festering entourage would always stay at his hotels wherever they went? He could have given the hotel rooms for free to the aides, to the Secret Service, to his cabinet, but he didn't. He doubled the rates and flew there every weekend. Donald Trump made millions, millions of our tax dollars into his personal bank account. No president in history has ever done that. But he donated his salary, which was $400K a year, and the suckers love it. Does Elon like the scams, Trump University, Trump Foundation? Does he like how they're fundraising off lies? Remember, Trump will be inaugurated on March 4th. Remember that one? And then when it didn't happen, they fundraised off the fact that it didn't happen. Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. There's some more performative love. That defines the GOP brand right now. It helps no one, and it only hurts vulnerable people. There's a bill going to the Tennessee governor's desk that would make homelessness a felony, punishable by 6 years of imprisonment and a $3,000 fine. Is that what Elon Musk is drawn to? The Republican Party still wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act, even after, 80-plus million cases of COVID, a million deaths. Mitch McConnell killed year-round school meals. You know, after Missouri, after their Republican Party blocked Medicaid expansion for years, the voters finally passed it. And now the Republicans just keep finding new ways to block it. Maybe Elon appreciates that a year ago this week, Republican governors in Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and Wyoming all announced they were terminating the federal jobless benefits, including that measly $300 a week weekly boost that kept some people from having to eat their pets during the lockdown. Oh, little Elon, never creating nothing. Just buying other people's innovations, pretending to buy Twitter because you need the attention. Mean little bully who cries when he gets punched back. This petulant, pompous, smug, testy, truculent little cluster of pus. This dude agreed to buy Twitter for $44 billion. Now what, it's trading at like $30 billion? He's having this public meltdown to help weasel out of a deal he can't afford anymore because the stock price of his electric car company is going down. And who's he bashing? Freaking Democrats. The people who buy electric cars. Here's the difference, Elon. Democrats support Social Security. They support Medicare. They support Medicaid. Three things you will never need. Three things you will never need to keep you out of poverty. But the Republican Party wants to cut or privatize them all. They are determined to slash those programs. They are determined to cause hardship for many people. This plan by Republican Senator Rick Scott would increase taxes on 70% of the American public. It would put Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare up for cuts every 5 years. Under Joe Biden's plan, nobody making under $400K will ever see their taxes increase on the federal level. How about guns? What, like 11,000 Americans are murdered every year by guns, including children? And which party is it that keeps proposing popular, common sense gun regulation? In some cases, expanded background checks supported by 90% of American people. That's more popular than Christmas. and Republicans blocked it because they're the party of love and Democrats are the party of hate. Democrats want to raise the minimum wage. They want to raise millions of people out of poverty, and this could do it. The Republicans block it. Democrats want equal pay for women. The Republicans block it. Democrats created the Affordable Care Act. And does it suck? Sure. Compared to a public option, compared to single payer, yes, it sucks. It's the Romney plan. It's the exact plan that Barack Obama ran against when he ran for president. I know all the arguments, but it has saved thousands of lives. It has brought health care relief to millions of people. It gave our country the lowest rate of uninsured Americans we've ever had. The stupid, evil Republican replacement plan would have made it more expensive. It would have caused 24 million Americans to lose their insurance. It would have totally ended the Medicare expansion. Education, health care, infrastructure, social services, immigration. On every issue that matters to people who weren't born heirs to a freaking apartheid emerald mine, the Democratic Party is the party that is fighting. Are they fighting hard enough? No, they're not. Do they get in their own way? All the time. Are two senators every bit as compromised as 50 Republican senators? Hell yeah. Democrats, I've always said, are like Clark Kent without a phone booth. I know. They keep screwing it up. I get it. They're like one of those S&M slaves that forgot their safe word and keeps getting pummeled. We can crap on Democrats all day, but they're the only game in town that has a chance of helping people, and they're the only party we've got that has a chance at helping people. Record number of new businesses under this administration. Best wage growth since the 1960s. The largest deficit cut ever. And the Republicans, they're just sink or swim, kid. Remember, the Democrats try to bail out working people. The Republicans bail on you to help the billionaires. So here's the deal. Elon Musk is a guy who I have nothing against personally. He could do incredible good things. I mean, the fact that this guy has the platform he has, he wants to be liked. He wants to be cool, just like Donald Trump tried for years when Donald Trump was a Democrat. And people saw through Donald Trump's bullshit. And then Donald Trump got into pro wrestling and saw how gullible some Americans are and realized what he could do. I wish Elon could like hire, you know, someone to teach him to be cool. He could say he doesn't support either party, and that'd be fine. That'd be interesting. But to suggest the Republicans have no hate, have no division, that it's the Democrats doing those things, it makes me think this dude either doesn't live in reality or he's trolling us all. But home slice, your little attempt to buy Twitter is blowing up. Your stock is so bad. Dino Badala tweeted earlier, it was $1,100 a share a few months ago when he leveraged it to buy Twitter. And now it's $700 a share. This guy could change the world for the better. He really could. He still could. He could go down in history a great man. He could save lives. He could. Elon Musk has the power to get us single-payer health care. Elon Musk could buy Joe Rogan and make Joe Rogan convince people that we need single-payer health care. He could save lives. Elon Musk could buy Fox News and make them stop. But he's too thirsty. He's too much about himself. Just like you know who. And the entire party is a corrosive cult of selfishness. That's where it is now. The party of Lincoln is this satanic cabal. Look at Dave McCormick and Dr. Oz. They're going to have a runoff vote. I mean, we're going to watch the MAGAs eat themselves over this. So just remember this. You got this one imperfect Democratic Party that wants billionaires to pay taxes and it wants people to have health care. And then you got this other party that tried to overthrow the government and throw out democracy and thinks billionaires have had it rough. I want to know what you guys think. And Elon, keep talking, bro. Keep talking.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
There is so much to get to, and I'm so glad you're with us. I'm always happy when Bob Seska talks to us. Well, shucks, I'm happy when anyone is willing to talk to me, but Bob's a very special man. Maybe you fell in love with his brilliance through the Stephanie Miller Show, his columns at Salon.com. He is one of the smartest guys in the game with one of the best podcasts out there. Mr. Seska joins us every Wednesday. Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, John, did the dumbness fairy stop by and leave us with a... a George W. Bush clip. So I can't believe George W. Bush is back in the news. Amazing.
Listen, and George W. Bush, he has one job: stay out of the news so everyone forgets. And I'll give him credit. Maybe the only thing he's done well is fly under the radar for the last 15 years, 14 years, and made us forget. Because, Bob, it's amazing to me how many people just have this disease like the guy in Memento, where they can't remember that, oh, yeah, we actually had a worse president than Donald Trump this century. Not a worse human being. He's much nicer than Donald Trump. But if you count, you know, dead bodies, we've had a much worse president. And look, I give Bush credit.
Yeah, for sure.
I give Bush credit for trying to call out amoral people. But today, he called out a deeply amoral person, and he didn't mean to. I can't believe this is real. Let's roll the clip.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia, and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
Boom! Boom!
Wow!
Oh!
Wow.
Oh! Oh!
Okay. I knew that was coming. I was really trying hard to hold back my laughter during that whole thing because, oh God. And apparently, the way he corrected it afterwards, do we have that? Because he actually calls attention to his flub.
Oh, Chris, do you have what happens afterwards?
75.
Was that
75?
To launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway.
I mean,
Jesus.
Anytime we can jolt the American public.
What
anytime we can jolt the American public into remembering how corrosively evil that freaking guy was.
That's amazing.
What does the 75 mean?
What does that mean?
75. Yeah. I didn't even hear he said 75 randomly in there. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what
that's strange.
Means. I mean, Chris, what did you think when you first heard this? I just heard it for the first time. What did you think when you? I think he said. I'm not even sure what he said.
I kept wondering about Sigmund Freud and how he's doing.
That's exactly what I thought too. Oh, what a Freudian
you know what it
slip.
Is. You know what it is. You know what it is. His laugh is because about his age. He's 75 now. George W. Bush has been allowed to age to be 75, which is an age of about a million Iraqis never will make it to. And he said 75, meaning a senior moment. That was what it was about.
But he also says under his breath, but he also says under his breath, he goes, Iraq too. So he does acknowledge,
that is such a weird statement for him to make.
The brutal invasion of Iraq.
Yeah.
I mean, Ukraine. Well, Iraq too, but.
I mean, and honestly, like, if George W. Bush really wants to be liked, he could begin to get there by just apologize for the torture program. Don't even apologize for the lies that there were no WMDs. We were not greeted as liberators. Just apologize for the torture alone. And he would get goodwill immediately.
Is he trying to atone? Was this a mea culpa in his own weird, dumb guy kind of way? Like, well, yeah, I kind of screwed up too. You know, honestly, that, I don't know. Is that what he's doing?
No, I think, honestly, I got the impression when I first heard it, oh, George Bush has spent time in the last dozen years reading what people write about George W. Bush. Because when he's talking about the brutal, unlawful invasion of, and Iraq just came out. Because he's read that sentence, I bet you, so many times over the years. Mm-hmm. He knows think about him. I mean, remember how they pushed the press away from all of his appearances? They would have these zones, the free speech zones, so he would never have to be around reporters. The day he left the Oval Office, people were throwing eggs at the presidential limousine. He was so despised when he left the Oval Office. He knows how awful he is. Chris, go ahead.
Can I just hear it one more time? I just want to really just. I don't know if it'll play. I think it's syncing Twitter as we speak. We'll see if it'll play. It might not. Oh my God.
I think the 75 is a senior moment joke he was making. Bob, thank you.
Probably.
For this clip.
Yeah. Wow.
Russian elections
here it,
are
here
rigged.
It comes. Hang on.
Political
like Florida.
Are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway.
God.
Then he says 75.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look, if he is somehow suggesting through that really obvious Freudian slip that maybe he had less to do with that invasion than we know of, maybe that's the
no.
But we can't begin to go down that
him.
Road. Yeah. Yeah.
Just because Dick Cheney was the real president doesn't mean Bush gets away with it. I'm sorry.
Right.
No.
Yeah, and because he honestly, tried really hard at the very end in those final days to throw Cheney under the bus and basically distance himself from all the neocons in his last moments, final lame duck
he wouldn't
period.
Part of Scooter
but,
Libby. Wouldn't part yeah. of Scooter Libby, yeah.
Yeah. No,
I mean, I think the one lasting legacy of Reagan is that Reagan proved that memory loss can be contagious. And it makes me crazy how we forgot Iran-Contra. It makes me so crazy that George W. Bush was able to wriggle out of his place in history because of Donald Trump's grotesque shadow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he did spend most of his presidency. I mean, a good, six, 7 years of his presidency doing nothing but talking about invading Iraq. I mean, that was the centerpiece. I mean, 9/11 aside and Dick Cheney shooting a guy in the face aside, all the other things aside, the centerpiece of the Bush years was the invasion and occupation of Iraq and how it went sour, you know, bring it on and that whole business with the insurgency rising up.
Yeah, bring it on.
Pushing back against it. Yeah, yeah. And so in that sense, it's almost as though invasion of is invariably going to be followed by the word Iraq in his mind. I mean, maybe that's as simple as it is. Why am I sitting here trying to give him the benefit of the doubt on any of this?
This is what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump was so horrible that he literally made millions of sane people forget how horrible George W. Bush and Dick Cheney were. It's true.
Not me. I mean, not me, because you know what? Look, I got steamrolled by that Great Recession at the tail end of Bush's presidency. I mean, his economic policies screwed me over big time. And so I have no forgiveness for George W. Bush. I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes and figure out where does this slip up come from? I mean, it could just be a dumb guy thing. Like I said, it could just be the word that logically comes after invasion of. It's always going to be Iraq for George W. Bush. But the way he handled it, again, was not appropriate at all, given what happened there, given the number of American soldiers killed, the number of Iraqis killed, the chaos that it descended into that region, where afterward you have ISIS rising up in the wake of the Iraq insurgency. I mean, what a mess with years and years of blowback that we haven't even begun to see yet. And it's like, well, you know, what can I say?
That was it. That was it. I mean, we're talking about petulant little millionaires at birth who have no accountability for their actions, whether it's Trump or Elon Musk or George W. Bush. This 4,486 American soldiers who died in Iraq. That's not counting the ones who died in Afghanistan. That's not counting the American soldiers who died after they came back from that unholy criminal enterprise of a war. And let's never forget at the White House, the White House Correspondents Dinner, where Bush sent a little comedy video showing him looking under White House couches for where are those WMDs? They got to be here somewhere. Remember how he did the same little he made a joke out of his own slaughter of troops. Every time I hear Laura talk about how all the great things George W. Bush does for the amputee soldiers, and I'm like, well, he should. He's the reason they're amputees. So, you know, I'm grateful to you for bringing this clip to our attention, because I hadn't heard it all day. And I think we can't forget, because I'm afraid the next guy's going to be so bad, he's going to make Trump look good the way Bush made his father look good.
I mean, can you imagine our reaction if Vladimir Putin did a comedy skit where he's looking for Nazis in Ukraine? Well, they're not under here. Well, let's check under the couch over there.
I can guarantee
you. Of course, it would be atrocious.
Rand Paul would love it. So let's talk about let's talk about closer to home. The Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania is still too close to call. I went to bed last night figuring they're not going to announce it tonight. Obviously, TV doctor and professional quack Mehmet Oz and hedge fund teabag David McCormick are in a dead heat. In the state, if you're within a 0.5% margin, it triggers the state's automatic recount rule. Oz has a tiny lead of a few hundred votes, just a few hundred over McCormick, with insane MAGA lady Kathy Barnett, fascinatingly, only about 7 points behind. These people have polled neck and neck.
It's amazing.
We're talking a lot about Donald Trump's track record picking winners, and Donald Trump did endorse Oz hardcore. But Kathy Barnett, who shows that the crazies will steal MAGA from Trump. Bob, what do you think about where we're at right now? Trump literally came out and said on his Truth Social, which no one reads, Dr. Oz should declare victory. Dr. Oz should declare victory. It makes it much harder for them to cheat with the ballots that they just happened to find. He's literally giving his own stop the steal fraud playbook another airing.
Yeah, I think that Senate race is kind of what we see in Congress right now with the Rodeo Clown Caucus. The Senate race is the freak show to get us all looking over at Dr. What's Dr. Oz going to do? What's that crazy Trump supporter who marched with the Proud Boys? What's she going to do? And so we're all focused on that. But we also lose track of the fact that the winner of the Republican primary in the gubernatorial race in Pennsylvania is a nut. Unbelievable what this guy, Doug Mastriano, remember that name? He could very well be the next governor of Pennsylvania. He wants to throw out, and this is part of his plan, he wants to throw out 8.5 million voter registrations in Pennsylvania, basically start from scratch with voter registration in Pennsylvania. I assure you, that's going no place good. And then on top of that, he wants to ban abortion from the moment of fertilization with no exceptions, no exception for rape, no exception for incest, the usual list of exceptions. None of those would apply. Now, of course, it's a question as to whether or not the legislature would give him a law like that. But if that's his plan, boy, there's not a whole lot of firewalls between, you know, him and oblivion for Pennsylvanians. I mean, what a terrible, terrible human being. And again, we're all looking at Dr. Oz and this guy just is one step away from being the governor of, you know, one of the most important states as far as elections go. In the union, and it's shocking.
That's right. And by the way, I mean, in fairness to Dr. Oz, I don't think he has played along with the stolen election narrative to his credit. He has gotten actually pushing that lie. But here is Doug Mastriano, who you just mentioned, who is going to be going up against a moderate Democrat. But this guy was pushing so many lies about, you know, the stop the steal in Pennsylvania, which is a state Joe Biden won by 100,000 votes. This guy organized buses to bring MAGAs to D.C. for January 6th. And he said he'll ferret out fraud by making every single voter in the state re-register. He's crazy. And I can't help but think that if Fetterman can run a smart campaign, it'll be a very attractive Democratic package for that state. What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, well, you know what? We see this rapid march toward fascism happening in a microcosm in one state here, where Doug Mastriano is basically the more militarily experienced version of Donald Trump. And you really have to hope that on the Senate side, Fetterman can win. I think that's there's a pretty solid possibility of that happening. I'm not overly concerned about whether the Democrats can win that Senate seat. I am concerned about that gubernatorial race, because besides Doug Mastriano's ridiculous ideas, what he plans to do on day one, which is what he was listening in that clip, I'm really concerned about the state legislatures and governors continuing this march toward giving the Republicans enough state legislatures, enough That's state right. governments to start passing their liberty amendments. This is something that's been churning in the works for some time now. Talking head cold, Mark Levin has been proposing these liberty amendments that they want to pass, a whole slate of constitutional amendments. They are at 30 state legislatures right now. I forget the number of trifectas. It's not as high as 30. I think it's somewhere around 25, I want to say. But all they need, I think, is 38 to call a constitutional convention and pass some of these liberty amendments. We have to really start focusing less on the freak show of the day and more on just doing everything we can to hustle, to build the energy, to take back some of these state legislatures where gun control laws are being rolled back, where certainly reproductive rights is being rolled back, where these big lie laws are being passed left and right under our noses. Some of the cases, we only find out about them moments after they're passed and it's too late. So we really need to start focusing on that as Democrats, as liberals, as the left. Miscellaneous. That's where it's all at. And that's why as soon as I heard that Doug Mastriano won that race last night, it was like my eye of Sauron focused immediately on that guy. Yeah. And that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do across the nation this year. Focus on those state and local races.
Well, I mean, if getting crazy MAGA people running is helpful to Democrats, that might be the case. Greg Sargent said in the Post, let's state this plainly. Pennsylvania Republicans just nominated a full-blown insurrectionist who intends to use the power of the office to ensure that as long as he is governor, no Democratic presidential candidate wins his state again. I do think I want your thoughts, if we have a moment, on John Fetterman, who gets a lot of press for being 6'9". He just survived a stroke 4 days before destroying the more moderate and, I thought, more electable Connor Lamb. I think in many ways this guy could be the AOC of Pennsylvania, right down to the door-to-door campaigning style.
Yeah, I prefer to think that the stroke survived him. he's just that kind of guy. He's a big guy. He's a tough guy. I think they're going to put in a pacemaker probably to take care of the AFib. It's a common procedure now.
Already have.
There's an app that you can keep track. I mean, it's kind of an amazing thing. But I think he's got a solid chance. I think he's certainly a progressive. That's for sure. And I know it's going to, I think, hopefully bring out a lot of the far left of the Democratic Party to support him. And that's always good when we can get that extra sort of holdout 10 or 12% of Democrats out to the polls to, you know, support someone like that. That's always good for the entire situation. And once again, in Pennsylvania, it's so crucially important, because if they start monkeying around with big lie laws and things like that, of course, that doesn't happen at the U.S. Senate level, but still, we need all hands on deck in Pennsylvania, across the board, up and down the ticket.
Bob, we only have about a minute and a half left, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you your thoughts on what we saw happen in Buffalo, and if we should expect gun control to be a campaign issue again, or if it'll just be swept under the rug.
No, I can't even see that an issue that's going to get debated. I feel like there is just zero political will right now to push for appropriate laws that are supported by super majorities of Americans. I mean, expanded background checks, I think, has the support of 74% of Republicans, much less, I think it's 82% of Democrats support expanding background checks. There's no question that that needs to happen. Just no one's willing to stick their necks out to do it. No one's willing to push back against the gun lobby and the now, I guess, Russian money flowing into the gun lobby as well. It's next to impossible. And it makes it especially difficult, too, when there's this other element that is apart from gun control. And that is the gun culture in America, where you can't really regulate that. There's no way to legislate against the culture of gun ownership and gun worship here, especially when you have, and I collected a bunch of these videos over the years, you have Republicans in campaign ads shooting the things that they don't like, telegraphing this notion to their disciples that in a democracy, if you can't convince the other side that you're right, well, just shoot at them. That'll solve the problem. I mean, we've got Rand Paul shooting the tax code. We've got candidates for the House of Representatives shooting the Affordable Care Act. Yeah. We've got one guy running, I believe it was earlier this year, where he was literally shooting Democratic leadership in this sort of cowboy, you know, showdown kind of situation.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So it's no wonder we've got this impression out there that, oh, yeah, we fix things at the point of a gun in America rather than votes and words, which is what a democracy is supposed to be.
Mr. Seska, how do we follow you?
BobSeskaShow.com and everywhere you get your podcasts, et cetera, et cetera.
Bob, it's always a pleasure having you join us on Wednesdays. Thank you for helping us make sense of this Michigas. We'll see you very
Thanks
soon.
Thanks so much.
Everyone, subscribe to his pod. We'll be right back with your calls.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Catherine in Las Vegas, thank you so much for your patience.
So all of these men calling in is just more evidence why we need more women in charge of things, because
thank
the level
you.
Of stupid over the phones today is unbearable.
Yeah.
So even,
I said the other night, I think I support women being able to own any guns they want. AR-15s, as long as only women get them, because my gender has proven they can't be trusted with power or guns.
I know. I always challenge people to name a female mass shooter, and they can't.
Yep.
You know, I think there's been one or two that some obscure name that nobody's heard of, but like, unbelievable. But anyway, so
yeah, there've been a few female mass shooters, right? I think.
Yes, but so far this year, there's been zero.
No,
last
no,
year, I think there were zero. I mean,
guys, like, number one. Guys are number one. There was that woman at the YouTube headquarters. That was one at the YouTube campus. That was terrible. Tasneem Malik
in
San Bernardino.
Right. But yet again, like I said, you know, one versus tens
of
thousands.
Oh, I know.
And, and in the meantime, we've and that one in San Bernardino was the wife of a guy who was doing it. So I mean,
that's right.
You know, she didn't.
She might have. Yeah, it's very true. She might have been pressured into it by her man. No, I always say rule number one: testosterone rots the brain. And I love a lot of men, but good God Almighty, testosterone rots the
right.
brain.
Right. So here I come with my lady brain to just. I know this has been discussed again, but this has to be said. If you want to know why gas prices are high during the pandemic, supply and demand, there was no demand.
Yeah.
The price, the supply was high. The price dropped. So what happened? Russia, whose economy is based completely on oil, was losing everything. Their economy was underwater, and Putin thought he was going to pull a fast one on the OPEC nations by trying to expand markets against the agreements that were already in existence. Mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia got wind of this, got pissed off, flooded the market with gas at a time when there was no demand. That's the reason why gas got down to $1.85 a gallon, because Saudi Arabia was trying to teach Putin a lesson. Yeah. Well, in the meantime, Putin called his friend Donald Trump and says, hey, buddy, we're losing our asses over here. We need you to come help us. So Donald Trump pulls together his buddy Mohammed bin Salman, who his son-in-law helped cover up a murder.
Thank you very much. That's true.
And gets the two of them together to cut gas, to cut production by 30%. That has never been done in the history of modern energy production. It was done specifically for the purpose of driving up the price. So before all the people went back to work and the demand went back up, the price of a gallon of gas during the pandemic went back up to $3 a gallon. But your callers didn't say boo about it until Joe Biden takes office. And now with the economy roaring again and everybody going back to work again, the price ticks up as it normally would, except instead
of ticking up from
$1.85, it ticks
November,
up from $3.50.
In November of 2020, the deal that Trump made reduced output by 9.7 million barrels a day.
Yeah, the number that I read was between 25 and 30%, depending on if you're looking at Russia or OPEC or whatnot. So it was it was an artificial inflation of the prices. And now Saudi Arabia refuses to come to the table because of the fact that they want the guy who lets them murder American journalists back in the White House, and they want the party that lets Putin invade Ukraine and that bullies Zelensky and that bullies, now I'm going to, sorry, I forget what country.
That's okay.
It was.
All that matters is Venezuela's, but Venezuela has a dictator. Didn't you hear our caller? Venezuela has a dictator. He's bad. And Joe Biden's a socialist who wants to nationalize industries. We just can't name any. I mean, my God. Oh, it's like Tucker vomits the talking point and they chew it up.
Obnoxious.
I know.
Guy, oh, well, you know, we shouldn't let when you asked him about the abortion and the gas prices, I was laughing my ass off. I was like, yeah. And these guys, men, are the CEOs of all of these Fortune 500 companies, not because they didn't let women compete, but because of the fact that they're so much smarter than us. Give me a
I'm in love.
Break.
I'm just in. Chris, I'm in love with this woman. Yes. Preach, queen. Preach.
Thank you. I mean,
thank you.
Seriously, like, for all of the ladies on the phone listening to all of these ignorant men call in, it has been too much today.
Okay. Well, that's why I saved the best for last. I wanted to get the ignorant men out of the way so I could class to join up with you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I wish I
had something fun to talk about today.
Are you kidding me? You got me standing in the pews. I want to go to your church and cheer every day.
You know, we could start a religion to counteract all of these other guys. And
I'd love to pay less taxes.
Actually, let our religion actually just be what's in the Bible.
By the way, since you're here telling the truth, let me just point out, we really can't blame gas station owners for high prices. I'm really tired of people trying to do this. Gas stations are competing with other gas stations, so they try to sell their gas as close to cost as possible because they make so much money through like frozen pizza and coffee. It is not the fault of gas station owners that the price of gas is so high. This is just a talking point that needs to be put away.
It's the fault of the people that intentionally, purposefully cut the gas production.
Correct, Amundo.
Like we know, they're sitting on, 29 million acres of federal lands in unused leases that they could be drilling right this second, but they're not. They're just trying to increase their leases because increasing their leases increases their shareholder price, which increases the payments to the dividend owner, which goes back to just, I could go on a tirade for a long time, but
I can listen to you do it all day.
Can we stop arguing about the gas prices? Because the only reason the gas prices are high right now is because there's a handful of gas producers, and the oil and gas producers, the two biggest ones, one of them decided to invade their neighbor over ego, and the dude's about to die.
That is a big reason. That is
crazy.
It is not the only reason. Not the only reason. Not the only reason, but it is a big reason.
And the other reason is that Saudi Arabia wants to be able to affect U.S. politics, because they know Mohammed bin Salman knows that, and I refuse to call him MBS because that's trying to rebrand himself as some like trendy, you know, fair, Americanized person.
KFC.
I call him Mohammed bin Salman. Exactly. He knows full well that the idiot morons that have been calling into your show, if he can cut production and raise gas prices, that they'll blame the Democrats they're that dumb.
But that's the thing, though. But that's the thing, in fairness.
And he can affect our politics.
But Catherine, in fairness, there is nothing that Joe Biden can really do about this. And the national average price could go up to $4.50 a gallon or higher by Labor Day. And they are going to just beat the Democrats over the head with this all the way till November. And it's on the Democrats to figure out a way to get beyond it. That's going to be the reality.
Every summer of my entire life, gas prices have gone up over the summer, starting Memorial Day through Labor
Day. Right, but you know that the average voter.
Sometimes a dollar,
if I could send you to everyone's house, I would. But you know, the average voter is not going to understand how Russia invading their neighbor is responsible for this. And Joe Biden's going to own it, and they're going to beat him up, and they're going to try anything they can do to get another oil stooge back in the White House.
That's how the game works.
This we know.
Yeah.
To Catherine's point about the oil prices going up every summer, I remember when I was a kid, the excuse that they would use, and when I say they, I mean it would be on the news, in the newspaper. This is what what they would say in New Jersey, was that we're switching over to making heating oil for the winter, so the supply is low, so we're gonna have to raise the prices. And it's like, it was just all bullshit then, it's bullshit now.
I gotta go, Catherine, but I thank you. Call us more often. I love to hear your voice.